Why didn't the police rush in? That's the question, the anguish today in Uvalde, Texas, 3 days after the slaughter of 19 kids and two teachers at Robb Elementary School. Now, the exact timeline of the response is still emerging, but it's clear officers waited around an hour before a specially trained team from the Border Patrol charged in. Rob Copeland is covering this for the Wall Street Journal, and he has just returned to Austin from Uvalde. Rob, welcome.
Thank you.
So first, officials in Uvalde said the shooter was confronted by an armed guard. Now they say there was no guard. The shooter spent 12 minutes outside before going into the school, and it was a full hour before law enforcement charged in and killed him. Why the delay?
Well, the official narrative here has really been in flux from the first moments. I got to Uvalde a few hours after the shooting, and I was in the room with parents of missing children who were asking the police that same evening of the shooting, and the police still didn't know how many kids were dead. They called it an active investigation, and they wouldn't even confirm that the children were missing or not. What we've seen over the past few days is this whole narrative that the shooter was confronted by a school security guard, this narrative that the shooter was chased by police, that none of that ever happened now, according to the police. And it's really unclear what happened in those first 1 hour to 90 minutes.
Is the current guidance for police officers to go in immediately in a case like this?
Generally speaking, the current guidance is that if there's an active shooter, particularly in a place like a school, that you go in and you try to interfere immediately. Now, the extremely unusual thing about this is that the police were there, they were gathering outside, and that it was the Border Patrol who actually wound up entering the school and taking out the shooter. The Border Patrol, although there's a lot of Border Patrol officers who live in the area because it's not too far from the border with Mexico, mm-hmm. They really have no responsibility or jurisdiction over the local school. So if you were putting this out in a playbook, you wouldn't have the Border Patrol anywhere near it.
Yeah, okay. And what is the current explanation for how the shooter got in and how easy it seemed to be?
As of yesterday, the police have said that the shooter got in through an open door or an open gate. They've been muddy on what exactly it was in the back of the campus. The school was having an awards day for, you know, best attendance and things like that for students. So they were allowing people onto the campus. Now, at a press conference yesterday, reporters were peppering the police with questions about how exactly one man could barricade himself inside a classroom to the extent that an entire phalanx of police officers couldn't get in. And the police simply would not answer that question.
Oh. As you know, Rob, there are videos that have gone viral of parents outside begging police officers to go in. One woman in the video is heard saying the police are doing nothing. You spoke to a mother who jumped the fence and went into the school to bring her sons out. Can you describe the scene as best you know outside the school during that hour the gunman was inside?
So this is one of the most disturbing parts of this incredibly disturbing story. I spoke to a mother who works as a farm supervisor 40 miles from the school. So she's pretty far away. And when she heard there was a shooter at the school, she jumped in her car and she drove back. By the time she got there, the police still weren't inside the school. Keep in mind, she's driven 40 miles. And she was very agitated and she was trying to enter. And she says that a U.S. Marshal actually put handcuffs on her and told her she was under arrest for trying to interfere with an investigation. Now, she says that later, a local police officer who knew her got her out of the cuffs. She then made her distance from the crowd, jumped over the fence, ran into two separate classrooms where her children were, grabbed them, and ran them off the campus. This is all before the police have even entered. So she did this all on her own, and the police are still standing around, as she puts it.
Yeah. Finally, Rob, what are the biggest unanswered questions or things that are still unclear right now?
So one of the major questions is, in this hour to an hour and a half that the police are at the site, but they're not inside the school, was the shooter still shooting? Were there children inside who were alive, who later lost their lives while the police were just feet away? That's something the police have not answered with any clarity. The other question is, the shooter was, as we understand it now, at the school shooting outside at a local funeral home for 12 minutes before the police even began to show up. Now, I was in Uvalde. It's not too big a city. Nothing is more than, a mile or two away. And the police have not given an answer why there was that crucial 12 minutes where before the shooter even entered the classroom, they could have arrived at the scene, but they simply didn't.
Rob Copeland of the Wall Street Journal. Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you.